and all too briefly, in you. This is an audiobook about how it happened, in particular how we went from there being nothing at all to there being something, and then how a little of that something turned into us, and also what happened in between and since. That's a great deal to cover, of course, which is why this audiobook is called A Short History of Nearly Everything, even though it isn't, really. It couldn't be. But with luck, by the time we finish, it may feel as if it is. Anyway, we have a great deal of ground to cover, and much less than 650,000 hours in which to do it. So let's begin. No matter how hard you try, you will never be able to grasp just how tiny, how spatially unassuming, is a proton. It's just way too small. A proton is an infinitesimal part of an atom, which is itself, of course, an insubstantial thing. Protons are so small that a little dib of ink, like the dot on an eye, can hold something in the region of 500 billion of them. So protons are exceedingly microscopic, to say the very least. Now imagine if you can, and of course you can't, shrinking one of those protons down to a billionth of its normal size into a space so small that it would make a proton look enormous. Now pack into that tiny, tiny space about an ounce of matter. Excellent. You are ready to start a universe. I'm assuming, of course, that you wish to build an inflationary universe,